MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 20, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-50s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 12:14 p.m. Marblehead voters are looking at a tax override vote to fund town services and the schools. The Daily Item is reporting the $2.5 million tax override will add about $322 to the average tax bill in the town. Marblehead Town Meeting will open on Monday, May 1. The 386th First Muster will take place in Salem on Saturday, and the event will include cannon salutes with a helicopter landing with the rededication of the Washington Arch. The Salem News reports that the annual celebration marks the birth of the nation's National Guard in 1637. The day's events begin at St. Peter's Church. The parade will proceed to the Salem Common for a 9:30 ceremony. Sports betting began this spring in Massachusetts, and bets topped $568 million during March Madness. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that this resulted in just over $9 million in revenue to the state in tax dollars. Betting took place at the state's casinos and the sportsbook apps. North Shore Today will continue to present the candidates running for mayor in Salem in their own words. Today we hear from Dominic Pangelo on assisting seniors living in Salem.
The last 7 years, I've been honored to serve as a co-chair of a program we have here called Salem for All Ages. It's an age-friendly initiative. It's carried out through AARP, and Salem was one of actually the first communities in Massachusetts to be part of it. So the concept is that you're taking a full government approach in collaborating with community partners to advance actions that make the community more livable for older adults. So whether they're moving here because, you know, Salem's a really attractive place to live, or they've lived here all their lives and they just want to age in place in the city that they know and love and where they've raised their families. So a lot of great things in Salem have come in the last 7 years from Salem for All Ages. Our affordable accessory dwelling unit ordinance, the Salem Skipper, which is our low-cost public on-demand rideshare service. We have free age-sensitive customer service training for businesses that Salem for All Ages provides to employers and businesses and city departments as well. We've run workshops on healthy aging, on transportation, universal design, done work around food security. They've been running a great speaker series at the Community Life Center that people should check out. It's open to anyone that wants to go and listen to some phenomenal speakers. That's free. And we also managed to secure funding to carry out a update to the city's Americans with Disabilities Act plan, or ADA plan. And that's all been through Salem for All Ages.
That's Dominic Pangelo. Tomorrow, we will hear more from Neil Harrington on the issues. And the Daily Item will be hosting a Swampscott Select Board election forum through Zoom on Tuesday evening for the three candidates running on April 25. During the forum, which will run from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., candidates David Grishman, Stephanie Newman, and Doug Thompson will be asked questions regarding issues that affect Swampscott voters. There will be two open Select Board seats in April's election. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Panthers beat the Bruins 6-3 last night, evening up their NHL playoff series at one game apiece. The series shifts to Florida for Game 3 tomorrow night. The Twins beat the Red Sox last night 10-4. That series concludes at Fenway this afternoon at 1:35. And the Celtics, up 2-0 over the Hawks, have their series resume in Atlanta tomorrow night. In North Shore Sports, the Daily Item of Lynn will be holding their Winter All-Star event tonight at the Lynn Museum to honor the area's top winter athletes and coaches. This is Item Sports Editor Joey Barrett.
6 p.m. at the Lynn Museum, we are going to have our All-Star ceremony. Snacks and coffee, of course. Doors open a little bit before, and we're going to have plaques for all the selections. And coaches of the year will be known ahead of time, still in the insert packet that will kind of fall out of the Daily Item, and then players of the year will be announced at the ceremony. So I'm very excited. This was my first winter here in Lynn and on the North Shore, and the talent was just incredible. I mean, from basketball to hockey to swimming, I mean, you name it. It was so much fun to watch, and I'm very fortunate to have so many great communities to cover as well. It's not like I'm just covering two or three teams, and it was so much fun to watch, and The kids are great, and I hope this can be a great night for them. And yeah, so this Thursday, everyone's invited.
Daily Item sports editor Joey Barrett. In high school baseball from yesterday, Lynn Classical beat Somerville in extra innings 5-4. Masco beat Danvers 14-9. The Chieftains are now 5-0 on the season, Beverly topping Marblehead 8-2. Softball. Abby Betancourt hit two home runs for Peabody yesterday and pitched her third straight no-hitter in the Tanners' 11-0 win over Danvers. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.